Hello, kitten, it's me. You probably couldn't reach the phone in time, or perhaps it's just turned off. You don't need to apologize. I know you would never ignore me on purpose. Anyway, I trust you're doing well. We haven't seen each other in a few weeks. Far too long, if you ask me. Work has been agonizing lately. Our tax year is coming to an end, and the board is running everywhere ragged to try to boost our numbers. It just makes me so... Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Work's not important right now. You are. I can't forget that. Your mistress misses you dearly, sweetheart. She misses everything about you. Your alluring eyes, your elegant hands, your soft, inviting lips, the way your face lights up in my presence, the adorable whimpers you make while resting in my arms, and of course, the intoxicating moans you make as you approach your climax. I think about your beautiful, sweating, shivering body every time I touch myself. No matter how vivid the memory, it never comes close to what I've experienced in person. Each time we play together, it's just magical. You always orgasm as though it's your first time. Such delightful, innocent boy you are. Oh, such a screamer, too. If I had my way, we would drive your neighbors insane every single night. But, alas, our situation is different for now. It will change eventually, though. It has to. Cannot go without your tender embrace for much longer. And I know you're craving my body as well. The way it towers over you. The way it smothers your delicate frame as we lie in bed together. All important qualities, of course. You must be cared for and protected from the dangers of this world. My hands long to grab your chin once more and hold it up so I can kiss you. My arms ache to lift you up once more and carry you to the bedroom like the princess you are. Remember the first time I tossed you onto my bed? You let out a nice little moan and spread your legs rather quickly. Such a compliant little slut. I don't think I've ever had to repeat a single order I've given you. Soon enough, dear, you'll have many more opportunities to prove what a good boy you are. It'll be a dream come true the next time we meet. I'll throw my arm around your waist and pull you in for the most wonderful kiss of your life. And then I'll shove you up against the wall so I can hear the excellent mixture of shock and arousal escape your lips. Your cock is nothing short of a treasure, but I think I'll let your pants stay buckled at first. I prefer the idea of showing my hands down your pants, stroking you for a while like that. Oh, and I could choke you with my other hand. Just tightly enough so that you understand who's in charge. But you know, don't you? And as I recall, that combination made you explode in your pants last time. But, well, I let you come. No. I'll just edge you until you're begging to be finished.
Mistress does love to hear you beg, especially since you like to come up with such creative promises. However, darling, those won't work this time. You will have to go down on me if you want your sweet release. After all, why would I bother training that mouth of yours if I can't reap the rewards? I haven't decided yet if I'll have you kneel in front of me or if I'll lay you down and bury my ass in your face. You know what? I'll go with the latter option. Your face deserves to have this firm, round ass wrapped around it. And that way, you can eat my ass once you're done with my pussy. I love how you suck on my clit so skillfully. And the way you like to dart your tongue in and out of me. Irresistible. Don't worry, Cupcake. I'll let you come up for air every now and then. You're not allowed to pass out until after I've thoroughly fucked you. Speaking of which, I'll waste no time mounting that lovely cock after your mouth has done its job. I already look like an Amazon compared to you, so I might as well act the part and plow you into the mattress. I can't wait to hear your labored breathing as you get closer and closer. To see you buck those sexy hips out of pure instinct. You're addicted to being topped, and I intend to satisfy those cravings. I'll be on the pill too, because there is no fucking way I'm letting you pull out after we've spent so much time apart. That hot and sticky load will feel so good inside me. And it won't be the only one. We can rest for a while after the first time, maybe eat some snacks. And when you're ready, I'll attach my strap-on. You know which one. Your favorite. The purple one with a smooth texture. And a curve that's perfectly angled for it in your G-spot. As you're probably assuming, I won't start with your ass. No. Your splendid mouth will make a return, baby, as I force you onto your knees and fuck your face. I'll be gentle and let you suck on it beforehand. I hope you've been practicing, because your throat is gonna take every last inch of me this time. I'll grab a fistful of hair as I watch your head bob up. And I won't stop until tears are running down your pretty little face. And after I'm done admiring the saliva ooze from one hole, I'll bend you over and take the other one. Sweet little pet, your ass may be small, but it's still nice and shapely, perfectly smackable
and fuckable. It's been 3 long weeks since I've grabbed your hips and pounded those cheeks. 3 weeks since I've grabbed your neck and forced you to look back at me. 3 weeks since you've arched your back and pleaded for me to go deeper into you. It's nothing short of a travesty, one that will be corrected. Make sure you're hydrated and well fed, because I'm gonna spend the entire night draining you. And when you're a broken, whimpering mess, then we can cuddle. I've never been more at peace than when my little pet is resting quietly on my chest. You have to do that so that I can hold you close, gently stroke your hair, tell you how perfect you are, how grateful I am that you're mine. And then in the morning we can eat some breakfast, maybe fool around some more, and talk about our plans for the future. Oh, shit, I've lost track of time. I hope your voicemail is still recording. I'll be pissed if it isn't. At the voicemail, obviously not you. Well, call me back when you get this message, kitten. I love you. Bye.